roughly 20,000 university employees and a little more than 7,000 non-unionized state workers will get 1% cost of living raises this July instead of 2%. They'll be eligible for up to 2% raises in June of 2009. That's consistent with the new contracts negotiated by the state employees union and other bargaining units. Overall, it will save the state about $25 million to deal with the budget shortfall. But UW faculty say it will only put them farther behind other universities when it comes to pay. Robert Krajewski teaches education at the UW-La Crosse. He told lawmakers at a public hearing that scaling back these raises creates a bad climate at his school.
When we go to work in the morning and we work with the students, it's a wonderful feeling, but we sure would like to be appreciated. Rolling back and going from 2% to 1% doesn't help that whatsoever.
Political science professor Gloria Toivola has taught at the UW-Superior for nearly 40 years and says part of her job now is recruiting new faculty and staff.
And I have to say that I can no longer in good conscience tell them that this is a good place to work.
Legislative leaders approved the new pay plan on a 7-1 vote. The full legislature will likely approve them Wednesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.